Your immorality has cost me one investor, and I shall not have it interfering with any others. Cease your antics at least while I am in London, and we shall not have to speak again.
Investor? Queried Rebecca.
Had it been Felton who asked, James would have declined an answer, but Lady Rebecca seemed as if she would not brook any such denial.
I run a trading company out of the West Indies.
And you are only just come to London? James began to look uncomfortable at all the questions, as if this was not at all how he wanted this interview to go.
Of course he is, said Felton, for his sister was as surprised as we at his arrival. Are we to enjoy your company long in London? Or, for that matter, this evening? As much as I love an alcove tryst, this is becoming a little busy.
Caro almost laughed again, but was quelled by the frustration building in her brother's face.
Who is this man? Demanded James. Are you the Marquis of Ravensbough?
The Marquis of Ravensbough? Repeated Rebecca.
Of course he is not. How could you say such a thing? She waited for no answer. This is Mr. Felton. She looked at James's unfashionable clothes with something less than admiration.
You really haven't been in London long.
Felton put his hand out in greeting, but Caro was disappointed to see James turn up his nose at the gesture.
I would more like to make the acquaintance of a dog on the street.
I assure you my paws are cleaner, Felton shrugged and dropped his hand.
Caro, said Rebecca, turning to the only silent person in the gathering, does he not know what has happened? For him to ask if the Marquis were in your company, he must be told.
I do not want to know, replied James shortly. All I came here to say was that Caroline should desist in her efforts to destroy our family name. It is making life difficult for me, to say the least.
Difficult for you?
Caro could barely speak above a whisper.
Tell me, Felton cut in. You are quick to accuse and rebuke, and though I care nothing for what slanders you lay at my door, I do for those you lay at your sister's. Where were you, pray tell, to defend her honour? The honour you chastise her for losing.
James received the challenge with crimson face, hands shaking, teeth clenched.
I am not my sister's keeper, he ground out.
So said Cain after he betrayed Abel.
You damned cur! I will not be held accountable for her foolish decisions. Caroline,
he turned to her, his eyes as cold as his voice.
I warn you, following father's footsteps will see you ruined, or more so than you already are.
He swung around to face Lady Rebecca.
My lady, I apologize for my language, and I suggest you take my advice and sever all ties with my sister before she ruins your reputation as she has hers.
With that, James swiveled on the wooden heel of his leather boots and left.